in this season, we're talking about the book of Acts because it's sometimes just glossed over. We say little references to it, but man, it's a really informative piece of literature that helps us understand who the church was, what they were about. And we're really, really inspired by that Acts 2 reading. That's why it's our first reading, is this quick synopsis of who the church is. Next 5 weeks, we're going to discuss that and what are some of the key attributes of the early church. But this week, we start in our Back to Basics series of starting with the most basic element of a church, basic element of a community is that they gather. They gather. As Lutherans, you guys should be well versed in this. I don't know if you invented the potluck, but you do it really well. I'll say no matter where I go, whether Florida, North Dakota, Texas, or here, y'all can throw a potluck because y'all are into breaking bread together, which is good. What a rich tradition. The early book of Acts talks about how the early church gathered repeatedly, not just in places of worship, not just in the temple. It says they ate together. What we can take from that in multiple situations is they just do life together. They understand that there isn't a part of life that is separate from this holy endeavor they're on together. The most basic element of community is that they gathered. I think we keep that tradition alive and well, really well, through potlucks, but what we're doing right here, worship. Worship is a beautiful way that we gather. We gather weekly for worship, for prayers. We sing songs together. We hear these lessons. We break bread around this table together, and it's a beautiful thing. But I wonder if what they're talking about and what we're specifically talking about is not just around the formal gatherings, around the sacraments, the means of grace, baptism, Holy Communion, gathering to hear the word. But what about this really fundamental piece of being a community, which is gathering together by simply spending time together? I know many of you have found community here. You found connections here through service, through care, through ministries, through Bible studies. Heck, our Lent small groups will start promoting that. Maybe you have a connection through the small groups you've been a part of. Through those ministries, there's a valuable bit of connection. But I don't know all the time if every bit of gathering together will form community. I'll give you an example of times where we cohabitate space, but we don't have community. Have you ever been to like a fundraiser gala or a wedding and been seated at a table with completely disparate individuals you've never met before? Show of hands. Yes, everybody has. And you're like, well, this is awkward. How do you know the groom or bride or something? How did you get connected to this organization? Or probably if you haven't done that, I know a lot of you have seen, have experienced the sitting on an airplane next to somebody you don't know. You're cohabitating the same space. In fact, you have the exact same elbow space. Sometimes there's a battle over who gets it. But I know that some of us do this little maneuver. Or if you have headphones, just put those on, put your neck pillow on, and go, I'm keeping my eyes shut. Just don't want to talk to a stranger. Then you have those people that are there at like 5 a.m. who are like, I'm going to tell you everything about what I do. You're like, thank you. I was really planning to sleep, but here I am now. Just listen to this story. You can cohabitate the same space as somebody and not be in community with somebody, not be in a relationship with somebody. That's realistic. And I think that sometimes happens, even with our best of intentions, that we simply are spending time with one another or we're not making that community connection. I'll give you the example for me that was so transformative. I worked at a church called First English Lutheran Church. First English Lutheran Church in Columbus. First English means the first English-speaking Lutheran church. Oh, it's an old one. Big old building. But it's in a neighborhood, an old neighborhood. And a lot of this case, it was in a really challenging, rough neighborhood that saw a lot of gang violence. They saw a lot of drug dealing. There were parents working long hours. Where did their kids go in this dangerous environment? It was a challenge, and I was so blessed to get to work with a pastor named Pastor Bob Ward. He was my supervisor, and he is a fantastic individual, just a real saint of a human. And one night we're closing up, and there was gang violence around there, but particularly around this corner right by the church, there was this dispute over who got that corner to sell from. And there had been a shooting there. It was very dangerous, and there were new guys out there we hadn't seen before. These are, I guess, the people that now have the responsibility of getting shot at in this competition. It was terrible. And Bob goes, "I think I know that one. I'm going to go talk to him." I'm like, "Whoop! I don't know if that's allowed or appropriate or safe or what." But he's like, "Eh, you don't do this. I will, though." And he goes down there, and I see him gesticulating, talking about the location, blah, blah, and he comes back, and he's frustrated. I'm like, "How'd that go?" And he goes, "I don't think it got through, though. I was trying to tell him how important this place is as, like, a safe place and how dangerous it is, and blah, blah, blah." I get it. Don't you do that, though. I repeat, I do not need to hear about this, that I sent an intern to go do that. And I was like, "Okay, good." Lovely guy. But one of the things, he just loved community so much. One of the things that probably drew me there the most was the community breakfasts he would do. He thought, what a great way for this community to do church than around a table. That's a tradition. You heard about that? They gathered around the breaking of bread. He was like, this neighborhood could really use a community breakfast. So volunteers from all over the area would come to make breakfast. I, as a, you know, the MIC student there, I was running groceries. Sometimes I was cooking eggs. I was like, this place is awesome, because we would feed 100-some people who would come through there, and then they'd sit down at these tables and hear this word of life, because worship would happen. It was very, very beautiful. It was very excellent. It was formative for me and a big part of the story of why I just love this. And one day I was just doing my thing, running around. If you know me, you know I like moving. And Bob just stops me and goes, "Hey, I think we're good. Volunteers, if you just want to sit down." And I go, "Do I look like tired or something?" And he's like, "No, I think you should have something to eat. Why don't you just grab something to eat and sit down?" And I'm like, "Okay, so like back here," I'm thinking still like back where the volunteers are. And he's like, No, out there, sit at the tables with this community, sit down, gather with them, eat breakfast with them, receive breakfast with them, your brothers and sisters, just sit there, eat, take part in the worship service, listen to your neighbors. Listen to your brothers and sisters. Be here." And I go, "Oh, that's different. Okay. I think I get what he's getting at." There was a guy who would come there regularly who served. He was another helper. And I remember him telling me, Pastor Bob was a big part of why he came there. And he said, "I was never invited to serve. I was never invited to come join this church. Bob just came up to me and asked me, and we had this relationship. He said, do you want to be a part of something?" I didn't know I did, but yeah, I did want to be a part of something. And that's what Bob was inviting me into, to sit down. Be a part of this. Just be a part of it. You don't need to lead. You don't need to serve. You don't need to volunteer, coordinate. You don't need to run around and do all these things, because Lord knows, German Protestant work ethic prevails. You got to do stuff, right? And he's like, the stuff I'm asking you to do is to just be there. Be a part of something. I didn't know I needed that until I heard it. It's a really beautiful thing, a really big challenge for every one of us. Because I think what Bob saw was no us and them. He just saw us. We're the community. Bob just saw us. Bob wasn't just about feeding people or putting busy volunteers to good work. Pastor Bob was about trying to make a community. He was trying to get faithful people to gather. This week, on the anniversary of the earthquake in Haiti, I was there during the earthquake that changed and ended so many lives. It really changed me. When I came back from there, I was on fire. How am I going to serve somebody? That's why I started working at First English. I want to serve. I'm not made of glass. I can help. I can be a blessing to others. But Pastor Bob reminded me the most central, basic element of this life of faith is what we're talking about here, which is that we are needed. We are needed absolutely to serve, but we are most clearly defined by how we gather together. I needed to be a part of the community, not just with my hands and feet. It needed my spirit to be in it. I needed to be with my other people of faith, not just serve them, not just do things, but sit with my brothers and sisters. And the perspective gleaned in that time was dynamic. Honestly, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't raised in such challenging circumstances. I had an embarrassment of riches by comparison to so many people. I remember him saying that over the next couple gatherings, how hard it is to get people like me, good people, lovely people who want to serve. I bet you're very similar to me. You want to help, right? You want to do a good thing. He goes, it's so challenging to just get good people to sit down, to gather, to be with, to spend time together. There is no church without gathering. There is no church without connections, without the relationship. Ritual without relationship, as Pastor Lauren will tell you, breeds resentment, rebellion. Gathering is not just about cohabitating, it's about being with. So over the next few months, I spent time sitting with folks at First English who came for breakfast and a word. I heard about their struggles. I heard their perspective about living this in this environment I'd never lived in. I heard about the spiral of poverty. I'd heard about it in Haiti. I heard how poverty can really pull you down. But to hear it in this context was wholly unique. It is different to hear your neighbor speak of it. It's different to hear your neighbor talk. And I will say, I was blessed by this new perspective. Y'all are blessed by multiple perspectives regularly. Y'all know the gospel is about the same events, but told from four different perspectives. We are blessed by those different perspectives, different elements of the story that were highlighted, that they're like, this is meaningful. Our perspective, when we sit with others, when we gather with others, is not just challenged sometimes, but it's always widened. This time together, Back to Basics acknowledges the most basic fact that we are better as a church together. The church is called, as it always has been, to gather. Not just to observe worship, which is absolutely part of it, but we are bettered by being together in a church that learns together, in a church that worships together, breaking bread together. All the moments we provide to be a community of faith. Brothers and sisters, I will ask you, how will you make the most of this time when you're together? After this service, we have Connections Hour, an opportunity for you to get to know other people, to also learn together, to hear perspectives of other people. How are we taking time not just to gather together in the same space, but use the time to connect? Not just here, but over a meal perhaps. Uniquely, what about if we spent time together on our trip to the grocery? Errands! Can't let people know I'm behind on something. I'm guilty of this. I don't want people to come over to my house and see my messy house sometimes. If I neglected the care of an area, I am known for making a mess. But I have the suspicion that the early church probably gathered in some messy places, some messy households. They're like, sorry, this is a mess from this morning. Sorry. It's okay. Because we are called to gather. We are blessed by that gathering. We are shaped by the time, and we are better because of it. Blessings as we start this journey together. Ask yourself, do you want to be a part of something? Because this something is going to change you. It's going to change all of us. It's going to change our neighbor. It's going to change, according to Jesus, the whole world for good. Amen.